For more than three decades since Iran's Islamic Revolution, Iranian women have been required to wear a headscarf and long coat in public. Those who don't can be detained, fined, or imprisoned. Yet thousands of Iranian women are now taking that risk, posting online photos of themselves in public without a hijab. It's part of a campaign called My Stealthy Freedom, started by Iranian journalist Maseh Alinejad. Her page has attracted more than 900,000 followers on Facebook. And the government isn't happy. An Iranian actress who posted pictures of herself online without a headscarf fled Iran a few weeks ago after the government called her an offender and canceled her TV show. Last week, a photo from My Stealthy Freedom made it all the way to Iran's president, Hassan Rouhani, who was asked for his reaction. Rouhani dismissed it as a fringe issue, but said when someone lives in Iran, they should abide by the laws of the country. For more, journalist Maseh Alinejad joins us now from New York, where she lives. Hi, Maseh.
Hi, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us, why did you start My Stealthy Freedom?
As an Iranian woman, not wearing headscarf is a punishable crime. So I'm a woman. I'm living outside Iran, and I just published a picture of myself without headscarf, writing a caption saying that every time when I run in a free country and I feel the wind through my hair, it just reminds me of the time that my hair was like a hostage in the hands of Iranian government. And then I received a lot of comments from Iranian women inside Iran. So soon after, I published another picture of myself without headscarf, but the picture was taken inside Iran. So I wrote to Iranian women, see, I was there, and we don't have freedom of choice. But as a woman, we know how to bypass the authority and create the moment of freedom that I called it stealthy freedom, which means you create your own freedom in secret. And I ask women whether they want to share the same pictures, because I knew that there are a lot of women who do not believe in hijab, and they take off the scarf in secret. So I bombarded by pictures. And I decided to create My Stealthy Freedom because I thought these women need their own platform because they want to speak out against compulsory hijab.
So you started this actually with your own photos, and you, as you said, were bombarded by photos from women inside Iran. Were you surprised by the reaction? Are they mostly younger women living inside Iran or women of all ages?
I was really surprised because I didn't expect that much pictures coming to me from Iranian women inside Iran. Because as I said, it's a punishable crime. Women can get lashes, can get into jail or get fined by the morality police. But the thing is, this is the only way for Iranian women to express themselves. They have been suffering for a long time. Whether they send the pictures to me or not, they are in danger. And just, you know, according to the police of Iran, just 1 year, 3.6 million women were warned in the street just because of not wearing proper Islamic hijab. And 18,000 of these women were sent to the court just because of, you know, not wearing the Islamic hijab. So I was surprised because I knew this is a risk for them.
So it's common for women to actually be stopped in the street by the morality police. It's illegal for them to go out without a headscarf. So how risky is it for these women to be sending you their photos and have them online? Do they face retribution at home?
It's difficult because for women inside Iran, as I said, being a woman is dangerous. From the age of 7, when you go to school, you have to hide your own identity and wear headscarf. Think about it, from the age of 7. So if you say no to compulsory hijab, you won't get an education. You won't even, you know, be allowed to live in your own country. So it is risky for them being a woman inside Iran. So when they send their pictures, it has got a message to the government of Iran. Whether you put pressure on us or not, we're going to stand for our right and we're going to defend our own identity. It is dangerous for Iranian women. But when the government of Iran put pressure on them, these women, you know, need their own platform and they get more strong and brave to speak out.
After this campaign took speed last year, you were actually smeared in a campaign. Iranian state TV made up a story about you having taken off your clothes in the street in London and supposedly were raped in front of your son. Tell us about how they've tried to get back at you for this campaign.
This is disgusting and show you that how cruel they are and how they're scared of us. Sometimes I feel really sad, but I don't want to victimize Iranian women. Why? Because as far as you fighting for your right, you're not a victim. These government are the victim because they are scared of our normal life. We don't want anything, just having the same freedom as our mothers, our sisters inside Iran. We are not even against Islam, but they are scared of us and they attack us saying that Masi, you know, is paid by Western government, Masi is supported by MI6 and, you know, different kind of label to keep us silent.
There's some beautiful photographs on your website. One woman sent you a video of herself on her rooftop with her hair flowing. She talks about the liberating sense she feels when the wind blows through her hair, but she added, "I'm not even free on my own roof." Another woman sent you a photo of herself from behind, saying that she couldn't show her face because of her religious family, but then her father, who was a secret follower of your website, recognized her and encouraged her to post a photo of her face without the veil, which he took himself. Tell us that story.
You see, these are the stories that I really wanted to let the world know about it. Because all you see through Western media is just women are, you know, being victim. Or all you see through Iranian state TV is just women in black. But this is the real face of Iran. This is the hidden face of Iran. And this is the face of Iran which the government of, you know, my country want to hide it, want to ignore it, want to deny it. But when you go to my Stealthy Freedom, you will see the happy face of Iran. The strong, you know, women inside Iran. And the demand is being denied by the government, but they are standing side by side. Even there are some pictures from women who are wearing headscarf and saying that we believe in hijab, but we hate compulsory hijab.
Yes, you've described Iran as a place where you want to be able to live, where your mother and your sister who believe in hijab can wear it alongside you not wearing it, right?
That's true. That's why I asked President Rouhani that when you're promising Iranians outside Iran and inviting them to come back to Iran, there are a lot of, you know, people who went back to Iran, but they were arrested. And I myself, if I want to go back to my own country, I won't even be allowed to live there with my mother. Why? Because I want to be free. And my mother, you know, wear her the scarf. She is free, but we don't have the same freedom. But Iran should be for both of us, for me and my mother, for me and those people who even, you know, believe in hijab. But this is impossible because all, you know, the government, whether they're conservative, whether they moderate, whether they, you know, reformist, they don't want to talk about a simple demand, freedom of choice.
Let me ask you about that. President Hassan Rouhani and Foreign Minister Javad Zarif are considered moderates within the Iranian political spectrum. Have any of the so-called reformers in the government supported your campaign?
None of them, because they all believe that hijab is the most visible symbol of Islamic country. When you go to Iran, the only thing that you will find out this is an Islamic country is hijab. So none of them, whether they're reformist, whether they're moderate or conservative, they don't want to talk about hijab issue. It's a huge red line for them. For us, this is the first step toward full equality. That's why they don't want to talk about it.
What do you say to some of your female critics in Iran who say you're safe in New York while your campaign has attracted international attention and press coverage that will only encourage a crackdown by morality police in the streets of Iran?
These women who are sending their pictures to my Stealthy Freedom, these are mature enough and they live inside Iran. And as I said before, these women have been suffering for more than 30 years. And whether they send their pictures to me or not, they're facing trouble in the street. And I have to say that this is a tactic that Iranian government want to use it. Don't speak out. Why? Because we're going to put more pressure on you. But this is not true. Iranian government are really worried about, you know, pressure, international pressure. That's why they sit down with their own so-called great Satan or enemy to talk about nuclear deal. So this is a time that we have to talk about women deal, about women's rights. And this is a time that the women of Iran know that they put themselves in danger, but they want to talk about their own right as well.
All right. Masih Alinejad is an Iranian journalist and founder of My Stealthy Freedom, a campaign to give Iranian women voice and to allow them to speak out on the internet against compulsory hijab. Masih, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much again for having me.